Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
And we're rolling. Hey, look. Shout out to our sponsor, Liquid Death.
Yeah, man.
I'm getting this water in. I'm dehydrated.
Why?
Because I don't drink water.
You ever know, like, you ever go through a whole day and then just realize I have not had a sip of water.
I haven't had a sip of water. That's so dumb.
Who does that?
I don't know who does that.
Yeah.
I think figuring out the human body is not that hard, right? Like, people always go, God, I don't know why I feel this way.
Yeah.
Like, why does my liver hurt? It's like, well, what do you do every weekend? I flush off about 24 cans of beer. How much water? Hate it.
Yeah, hate water.
Oh, well, guess what? So does your liver.
Exactly. And by the way, soda doesn't count as water just because it has water as an ingredient.
Dude, I love it when people say that. That's my favorite thing. Like, we got to drink water, man. And they're like, I just had a soda with a ton of ice. But then I also hate it when they go, because I fall for this too. I'm not going to lie. I used to say it back in the day. When they go, have you drank anything? I go, yeah, I had a soda.
Yeah.
They're like, dude, that's just sugar.
Right.
You're just drinking sugar. I'm like, no, it's not just sugar. I can make a cup of sugar.
Right.
And then I'll show you Coke. There's water.
There's what? There's somewhere.
There's some type of liquid. It's up to my body to squeeze and separate those things apart.
Yeah, that's right? It. We leave it up to the body to do the hard work.
I'm putting all of the things my body needs in at once. It's up to it to decide what's good and bad.
Yeah, and it does.
Oh, but it struggles. That's why your pee comes out bright yellow.
Or it's just this sludge.
Oh, I don't know what that is. You sludge? Oh my God, you're not getting enough water.
That's the dehydration.
What is that? Oh my God, I peed wax.
Oh my God. This is so gross.
No, yeah, when you don't pee right, mm-hmm. then you got to add water. You got to drink.
It's simple.
It's simple, right?
Yeah. If you have clear piss,
yeah,
you're drinking enough
water. You are drinking enough water.
If it's a fluorescent green.
If the lights are off in your bathroom, you can see the water in your toilet. Not good.
Right.
Something's bad.
Something has gone awry.
I've just been, you know, neglecting my water intake. I got to do that.
Yeah.
But God, it's so easy to not do it.
It is. It is. What is that?
Why is that?
Because water is really good for you. And secondly, it's good.
Yeah, it's good. It tastes refreshing. It's nothing is more refreshing than water. Ice cold water.
But it's hard to get motivated to drink it.
What is that?
I don't know.
What kind of mental shit is this?
It's just this block. It's like,
your body is asking for no less mm-hmm. than what? A gallon a day? Is that what it wants?
Sure. I think it's half your body weight in ounces.
Okay, cool. That's not much to give.
No, it's not actually.
If you can give your car 17 gallons at $5 a pop, I think you can give your body 1 gallon.
I think that is the best point you've ever made.
Well, thank you.
Ever.
Thank you. Why is it so easy to put so much gas in a car and not even think twice about it? Just put it on your credit card. It's like $99 to fill your tank. And it literally takes about $3.
Right.
At the most. That's what kind of water you want.
To fill your human tank.
To fill your human tank.
And you won't do it.
You refuse. You refuse.
We're talking to you.
If you had a gallon of water, mm-hmm. if I had a gallon of water in my car, mm-hmm. and it was my goal to drink it every day, that gallon would be in my car for a year. For one whole year. I'll always have an excuse. Oh, it's too hot. Oh, I hate warm water. I just don't have ice.
I know.
I would say all kinds of shit.
What is that?
Stupidity.
Yeah, it is.
We're stupid when it comes to the human body.
We are.
And then we don't understand why we have ailments.
Speaking of ailments.
Oh, boy. Here we go.
So I started working out again recently for the, this is like my 18th restart.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So I go down to the gym, and I'm doing this workout, and I'm going through the list, and I'm supposed to do these bent over rows. Oof. I don't know if you know what those are.
No.
Yeah, they're hideous. And by the way, start light if you're going to do it.
Oh, start light. You went heavy.
I went a little too heavy.
Yeah, you were thinking of the old Dre.
Yeah, there's a guy that I used to know. We were very close.
Yeah.
And he was very athletic. Close.
Very athletic. Yeah. Could jump.
Run. Lift weights.
Go 2 hours on the court.
Yeah.
And that guy's gone.
He's gone.
He packed his bags.
He left. Yeah, yeah. He left a while ago.
Yeah, you traded him in a long, long time ago. You traded him in for smoking Dre. Yeah. Yeah. That's who you traded him in for.
Exactly.
And smoking Dre was around for a long time. Too long.
He stayed around too long. He wore out his welcome.
Hey, Dre, smoking Dre stayed around so long that when you got rid of smoking Dre, pretending not to smoke Dre was around. You remember that guy?
That's his cousin. Yeah.
That was his nemesis. That was his evil twin. Remember him?
Yeah, I do remember that guy.
He would pretend not to smoke.
Yeah.
He was cool too. I liked him.
He's okay.
But he smoked just as much as smoking Dre.
He did.
Yeah.
And he was worse because he lied all the time. So,
you know, one time I drove by your place and I looked up at the balcony. This is during I stopped smoking Dre was around.
Yeah.
And I looked up at your balcony and guess who was there?
Who?
I still smoke Dre.
He wasn't supposed to be there. Who gave him a key?
I don't know, man, but he was chilling, having a conversation on the phone and smoking a cigarette. I'm like, that's not the Dre I know.
No. So smokeless Dre tries to lift weights.
Yeah.
My back is fucked up now.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, now it is.
Now. 3 weeks.
Really?
I don't know what to do. Dude, I've stretched. I've got the massages. I've tried to figure it out.
Yeah. These are the ailments of a 50-year-old.
Yeah.
This is when things start to break down. This is the, you know, the warranty on the car. You know, when Honda or whatever, you know, when you buy that car, they always go, hey, man, we have an 8-year warranty.
Yeah.
Man. 8 years. You're like, what?
Right.
This car's amazing.
Yeah.
Till that 8th year.
Yeah.
Then everything turns to shit. We're on the 50-year warranty.
I think, bro, we live life all wrong, man, if you think about it.
Yeah, we live.
Because you think about it, in our teens and 20s, we do a lot of crazy stuff to our bodies and without recognizing that later.
No, you did know because you heard it. You did hear it.
We
heard it from your coach. You heard it from everybody. Don't act like you didn't hear it when you were a teenager or in your 20s. You always heard someone go, that's going to catch up. Wait till you get older, Dre.
Right.
Not going to be able to do that shit anymore. I'm like, man, shut up, old man.
Yeah. You don't know what the fuck you're talking about.
You know, now just inject this alcohol into my vein.
That's true.
Right?
We did get warnings.
Yeah.
But we didn't listen.
Mm-mm.
And now you wake up with a pain in your pancreas and you're like, oh, yeah. Why is that
Here's
happening?
The thing, man. I get a pain in my pancreas all the time. And I don't even know what a pancreas is.
Yeah,
I just know it's around here. And it's a painful pain. It's the worst, man. My lower back keeps cracking. And I keep saying, I keep telling everyone, I was like, dude, my lower back just cracks for no reason. Mm-hmm. Just crack. If I move, crack. If I stand up, crack. If I get up, crack. And I'm like, it's so annoying, right?
You just made me realize something.
What?
That
yours does too.
Why older people sleep less. You know why?
Why?
Because it's fucking painful.
It is.
I wake up like, what the fuck was that?
Yeah. Who beat the shit out of me last night? That's how you wake up.
Right?
Who just beat the shit out of me last night?
It's supposed to be peaceful.
It's supposed to be peaceful. I'm taking a break from society and the world and myself for 8 hours. That's all I want. And someone came in the room and kicked the living shit out of me. My back hurts. My knees don't want to bend.
Right.
My toes crack when I walk.
And none of that happened in my dream, by the way. So it doesn't make sense.
No. In your dream, you were flying a unicorn.
Yeah. How did you know?
Because everyone flies unicorns. Jesus. Everyone flies
unicorns. Get out of my head, man.
Yeah, man. I was there. I was there. I was riding piggyback on a bear in your dream. Hunting.
And that's another crazy thing. Think about that.
Yeah.
That we wake up from dreams in this other like realm.
Yeah.
With shit like that happening.
Yeah.
And then we just go on about our day. Like,
yeah, yeah. Like that didn't just happen. And you don't tell anyone.
No.
Because it's embarrassing.
Yeah.
You can't tell people we were on a unicorn last night.
No, we can't. Especially not together.
Fighting rainbow warriors.
Yeah.
From the planet X. I got my whole story made out.
Yeah.
I don't look, man, getting old. I'm loving it though. I'm looking at myself now and I remember when my dad was like 45 and I was like, God, my dad looked 45.
Yeah.
I don't know. Maybe I just look young.
We look okay. We look all right.
Yeah. People like my son look at us and go, look at those old fuckers.
Yeah.
With his hat backwards.
Trying to dress
like with his hat backwards.
Yeah, I do. Yeah.
Ugh. That's what they always do. And they try and act like they started that shit.
Right.
Ugh. Look at him wearing his hat backwards. This is how they look at you.
That roaming
side eye. I'm like, did you just side eye me, bro?
Yeah. Hey, what was that about?
My son looked at me one time because I had on a... God, what did I have on? I had on something. Maybe there were shoes, whatever. It was, God damn it, what was it? But he said something. I'm like, hey, man. Oh, it's polo. I was just wearing polo. And he was like, oh, yeah, you're rocking that polo now, Dad, because I'm rocking. I'm like, yeah, what?
Wait a minute.
Hey, man. Hey, dude. All right. What in the fuck are you talking about? And then he goes, oh, those glasses. You're only wearing those glasses I wear. He's like, oh, what the heck? Hey, bro.
It's crazy, man.
Dad, don't get those shoes. They're too young for you. What in the fuck? These things are called 97 Air Maxes.
Right.
They were made in 97.
Exactly.
The fuck are you talking about?
Right.
I was wearing them in 97. Here's pictures. What are you talking about this?
Oh. You know the worst part about that is that when we try to prove that we started the trend.
Oh, they hate it.
No, we just sound older.
Oh, we do. You're right. We sound worse. Let me show you some of these pictures. It's actual pictures. And now he's really looking at you weird. Like, what the fuck?
You pulled out a photo album at this point?
Yeah, here you go. Hold on. These pages are... the heat must have made the plastic stick. There we go. I was wearing hair gel there. Oh,
God. I told one of this kid at school because, you know, they say facts, right?
Yeah.
That's their thing, right?
Yep.
And I go... Oh man, I refrained from saying it for a long time, but it just was pissing me off because they were using it, and it was kind of in a condescending way, right? Like,
yeah,
like facts, old man. That's what I heard. That's
yeah,
what I heard.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
And I was like, you know, we were saying that 20 years ago.
Yeah, we were saying that a long time ago.
And they were like, yeah, I wasn't even born yet.
Yeah, yeah,
I wasn't even born 20 years ago.
Thanks.
You're fucking old.
Oh well.
Who gives a fuck?
Who gives a shit?
Fuck these kids.
Fuck these kids.
Yeah, man.
Who do they think they are, Isaac? They're nothing. You're nothing without us.
That's right.
Especially this day and age.
That's
the way it's going.
That's right. Try getting out there and...
Try getting out there. There's nothing out there for you.
Nothing for you.
Nothing. You can thank us later. We gave you guys the tools. You refused to use them.
Yep.
I'm sounding like my dad.
Yeah.
Ugh. 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 No, I don't mean that. But it is true. It's crazy how it all comes into one big circle, right?
Yeah. Yeah. We're actually closer to I think the younger generations now than ever. As
Oh yeah.
You know what I mean?
Like, oh yeah.
If we would have been our age you know, in the 80s.
Yeah.
We'd be so lost.
Oh.
We wouldn't know what the fuck was going
we
on.
We wouldn't know what the fuck.
You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah. It'd be crazy right now. I remember my dad with video games. I remember that. He was just like,
whoa, whoa.
That's the demon's box.
Atari.
Atari? Let's see how long that lasts.
It's a bad.
It's here's. I remember my dad was like so mad that he had to pay for bottled water.
Yeah.
Because he grew up during the faucet.
The hose.
No, the faucet. The, oh, you know,
the water fountain.
The water fountain.
Yeah.
Water was free to the public.
Right.
He didn't understand it. There should be a water fountain everywhere.
Yeah.
I still remember him asking. I swear. I remember we driving. I was like, you don't have a water fountain? Oh, I got to buy water? No. I refuse. That's a fad. That's not going to happen. Now look at him.
I just can't imagine like somebody coming in asking.
For a water fountain?
Yeah. That's weird.
Dude, I was out to dinner the other night. We were walking down the sidewalk and a motherfucking payphone on the side of the wall. I'm like, huh?
Right.
For who?
Right. Yeah.
And how much is it? Is it still a quarter?
I have no idea.
Because if it is, man, what a horrible investment that phone was. It's been a quarter its whole life. I mean, what a horrible business plan.
Right.
What about inflation? We're just going to squeeze them to death out of every quarter they have.
And who's going to use that now?
I don't know.
I mean, unless you're just lost and lost your phone.
Yeah, it's crazy. Look at those water fountains. It's crazy to... It's
look at the double-decker one.
I know, the double-decker one. I like the one that was just so blatantly obvious that it was bad and filled with chemicals. The one that had green slime coming down the side of the nipple.
Yeah.
Remember that? It was just green. They were just, oh, that's chlorine or whatever. I'm pretty sure we're not supposed to put that in our body. If it's turning this green, which is metal, right. I can only imagine what it's doing to my stomach lining.
Exactly.
What was I saying to you? Damn it.
The payphone.
Oh, here's what's crazy, right? We have all these things, all these tools that we have, right? We can't survive. Like, I left the house and I had to go back today because I forgot my phone. I was like, I need my phone.
I'm not going to accept that. Yeah.
Hell no. So, and then you watch this old documentary. What was the documentary? I don't know. It was like a VH1 thing. Whatever. Does that even exist
anymore? VH1? I have no idea what you're talking about.
Old man. But it was one of those like Hollywood spotlights, right? On Michael J. Fox.
Okay.
And Michael J. Fox comes down from Canada and moves to Hollywood to make it, right? And I think it was Canada. Anyways, he goes, I'm just going to make it in Hollywood. He was really good wherever he was from, whatever school he was at. He was just like an amazing actor. Duh.
Right.
And he goes to Hollywood. I'm going to make it. Right. Does all these auditions. Doesn't have a phone in his house. He's kind of like living in a small closet or something.
Right.
He's like living in a small apartment with no phone.
Right.
His phone was the payphone at the bottom of his apartment that everyone in the community was using.
Wow. And so that's the number that he'd leave at
That's auditions. The number he would leave.
Wow.
What?
That's crazy.
I can't even imagine. He got family ties from a payphone.
That's insane.
He said he heard it ring and he ran to it, picked it up. They called him and they brought him in for like, you know, network, whatever.
That's crazy.
But it was just like, when you hear those stories, it's like, when you don't have all of it, you're very resourceful. The human can adapt to anything.
Yeah.
Really can.
Mm-hmm.
We just refuse. We choose to be dumb.
We're not that
dumb.
Yeah.
Like back in the day, man, the 80s, man, like imagine your kid missing. And not really missing, just like out with his friends.
Right.
And not calling you from a payphone, which he's supposed to do. You told him. Call me at 9. Let me know where you're at. And he refuses. So now you're at home panicking because you think your son got kidnapped because all over TV, it's just TV shows about kids getting kidnapped back in the 80s. I don't know if you remember that.
I do, yeah.
But it's like, imagine being a parent. Like, fuck, you're just sitting at home and you can't, you're grounded, you can't leave, because it's the only source that's the only way he can get a hold of you.
And when I think about that, I went missing 3 or 4 nights
all
a week,
all the time.
Yeah, I mean, if that's the definition.
Yes,
right?
My mom used to knock on doors. Have you seen Joseph? He is missing. He said he was coming over here.
You're at Pizza Hut.
Yeah, fucking off. Doing this. Oh shit! You say that. Oh yeah, shit!
Right. Yeah. Here was my logic. Yeah, I'm gonna get in trouble anyway. Mm-hmm. I might as well just wait it out. Mm-hmm. That was my logic as a kid. Because there was no way to get a hold of me.
No. Absolutely no way.
So I got to take it all at once. You can't yell at me.
Remember when you go to your friend's house where mm-hmm. you were all day, and then you go to his house before you go home, and the mom was like, your mom called.
Yeah. Oh,
and she's pissed.
Yeah.
You're like, fuck.
You don't want to hear that.
Can I use your phone? Oh, don't do that. You just call. It's not even a hi. No. Come home.
Right. Yeah. Dude. You don't want to hear your mom call.
Yeah.
That's the last thing you want to hear.
You remember giving your phone number to someone and just praying to God they would call?
Oh yeah.
Never
call.
I remember giving my phone number to girls and never getting a phone call. Never call. Fuck, I don't wonder if she called.
Yeah.
No. Nope, no phone call. Yeah. Nah, fuck me.
You know, it's funny now because now I think the tactic is, oh, here, put your number in my phone.
Yeah.
That's the move now.
That's the game plan now.
That's the move.
That doesn't work.
That doesn't work either?
Nah, she ain't calling.
I know, but you have the number now. And now you get to be
She puts it in your phone.
Here,
oh.
You go, here, put your number in my phone.
Oh.
I've seen it in action.
Let's talk about that in a few. We'll be right back. You talk about like giving your phone and stuff. Like this day and age, man, it's all about, well, I don't know. I maybe the kids are different. I don't know. Like the kids pick up on chicks through social media now.
Yeah.
Right? So it's sliding into the DMs, right?
Right.
Which is still, I think it's kind of cool because you got to meet that person. No. I mean, they meet people also just looking through their pictures.
Right.
But I mean, for the most part, like that's kind of like the, instead of asking for the number, it's like, what's your IG, right? Like right, they'll right, go, right. Oh, okay, cool, this is my IG. And then they kind of become friends that way. Mm-hmm. But I feel like the older people that aren't really social media savvy,
mm-hmm.
like the people in their 40s,
yeah,
late 30s, I feel like that's the generation that was doing the online dating.
Yeah.
They were, right?
I think they still are.
Oh, they still are.
Yeah, I think like the apps and stuff. Like,
yeah.
Like where you go onto the dating services.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I think they're still doing that.
Not even
Tinder. They're doing like, I don't know. I don't even know what they're called.
Yeah.
But there's those.
I know what you're talking about. Like lonelyfarmers.com.
I don't know if that exists, but...
But it does. But I never did it. I never did any of that shit. Tinder, I didn't do any of that shit.
Mm-hmm.
And my whole thing was like, I don't know. I was at that age when that started happening where I was just like, nah, man, I'm going to talk to, I still believe in talking to somebody.
Mm-hmm.
Even though your choices are limited. You know what I mean? You
right.
don't get a huge variety like you do on these apps, but I just felt like there's this weird, to me it's just weird to like scroll through pictures and see if you match. And
yeah, I don't know if more is necessarily better, you know what
yeah,
I mean, like
not,
I don't know
yeah.
if more choices is, but I mean
don't get me wrong, there's times where I'm like, fuck, I wish I had more choices. Keep taking this shit out to dinner.
That's very true. Well, I mean, you know, when we were coming up, I mean, you really just had your high school in your neighborhood, or maybe
that's it.
One other school.
Yeah. If you went outside of your limit,
yeah.
your whatever it is, your city limit, I guess.
Yeah.
I don't know what it is. That was crazy.
Crazy.
You're talking to some chicken. What? Bellevue?
Yeah.
Dude, that's 45 minutes from here. How's that even going to work?
Yeah. I remember I had a girlfriend that lived in like Auburn or maybe a little higher, I don't even, I don't even know how the cities go anymore, but
yeah,
it was far enough away that I wasn't going. And that's why we broke up, because she was just like, you never come visit. And I'm like, yo, like,
yeah,
you live 20 miles from here.
Yeah. Do you know how far that is? Dude, I dated this girl. I met her at a fair, right? Oh, the Puyallup Fair.
Puyallup Fair, yeah.
So I'm still in like high school, right? And I met her at the Puyallup Fair. And I don't know, we hit it off. I got her number. Started calling her. We're going, like, now we're like full on dating,
right?
But only phone. Yeah. I never kissed her at the Puyallup Fair. Right, only had her phone number. Now we're full on dating. Like, we're over, having over long phone. Conversations. Yeah. Like, you get off the phone first type shit.
Yeah, yeah, right? Yeah.
Like, no, you hang up. No, yeah, you hang up. Like that.
Yeah.
And just loved her, man. I thought she was the cutest thing in the world. She was. She was very pretty. And then we broke up on the phone.
Yeah.
That was our relationship. Because I could never go see her.
How was it going to work?
Puyallup?
Oh, no, that wasn't going to work.
Hell, and that's not even that far from Tacoma.
I think that's...
But it was far enough.
Yeah.
I remember that, dude. That was such a... I remember we just, like... Well, it was mostly her. She was just like, but it was just like, oh, fuck, man. I can't. I remember asking people for rides. Like, nah, man. I'm
not taking
you. Taking your ass there, dude. You got
gas money? It takes $10 to fill this tank.
Yeah. It takes. Bro, that's a long drive. That's at least 76 cents. Remember, 76 cents would get you far, bro.
I know.
Not anymore.
So now it's the kind of the opposite. So I remember when my daughter was kind of dating or whatever in high school, she was like, her complaint was that the dudes had too many options. So they treated each other like shit.
Yeah.
And it's not just the dudes, but girls do too, because they have so many options.
Yeah.
They can just be like dismissive of each other.
Yeah.
Cause I got like, in their mind, they're like, oh, I got 1,000 other people I could talk to.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So they don't have to value you. You know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
So that was her. She was like, these guys don't know how to talk to. They don't know how to talk to, you know.
Yeah.
You know, and for girls, you know, obviously they're matured faster.
Yeah. So way faster.
Yeah. So she's like, what the fuck is this?
Yeah. I'm moving on.
Yeah.
I need a man with a briefcase. What? Who is that?
A briefcase.
Do they even sell those anymore?
I hope not.
My dad used to have a briefcase. I thought it was the coolest thing.
Oh, yeah.
He couldn't leave the house without it.
Yeah, I couldn't wait to get one.
My dad used to wear a uniform because he was in the military. He was Air Force. And he had a black, he called it an anti-shea case. Can you type that in, Isaac? Anti-shea?
No, I know what you're talking about.
Do you know what I'm talking about?
Do you want that word or the real word?
The real word.
What's the real word?
Attaché.
Say it again, Isaac.
Attaché.
I thought he was against Shays.
Listen. Whatever. Can you say it again? What is it, Isaac?
Attaché.
Attaché? Attaché?
You want me to put it in Google?
No, I just want you to say it.
Attaché.
It's called attaché.
Yeah.
My dad used to. Yo, I'm 50 years old and I'm still saying attaché. My dad used to call it attaché case. I swear to God. And to this day, I thought it was called an attaché case. Yeah, that's it right there, that black one.
Yeah, it keeps the shays away.
Dude, I hate shays.
Yeah, who doesn't?
They stink, dude.
Who doesn't?
Oh, I love I've been an anti-Shay my whole life. If you're a Shay, get the fuck away from me. You know what? Here's the thing about Shays. That's how you say it.
That's so funny. Oh,
I'm so embarrassed right now. My whole life. I mean, think about it. He used to, you know, this is when he used to live with me. So I was like 10, 11, 12, 13. No, not even 10, 11, 12. So from like, he left when we were like 11, right? So I guess like, yeah, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. Imagine your dad's in anti-shea case.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then you get old. He leaves. Now I'm older. I ain't buying one of those. I only remember what he used to call it when I was a kid.
Yeah, yeah.
Now here I am, 50 years old, and I look like an asshole. Because my dad used to call it an attaché case. Oh, I forgot my attaché case.
That's so fucking funny.
You're what? No, I never said you're what. I go, oh, it's right here, Dad.
Yeah, yeah.
Here it is, Dad, your attaché case. Jesus. That's so crazy.
That's funny.
All this time.
Yeah.
And I just got called out. 50 years old.
Well, how many occasions do you have to say that word anyway?
I never have said it. So it's nobody, my first time.
So who the fuck is going to call you out?
I always called it. I had no idea what it was.
Yeah.
He always called it an attaché case. And I was like,
what does that even fucking, what does that even mean? Hold on. What does that mean? A person on the staff of an ambassador, typically with specialized area of responsibility.
Yes.
Is that where Jack was in life? Was he a person on the staff of an ambassador, typically with a specialized area of responsibility?
No.
He was not?
No, my dad just loaded planes.
But he had an attaché case.
He had an attaché case. I think what was in there was Snickers. A legal pad. They love legal pads.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
They love legal pads.
Gotta have a legal pad.
You gotta have a legal pad.
Yeah, and it's gotta be yellow.
It's gotta, because everything needs to be highlighted.
Yeah.
Everything that you write on that legal pad is very important.
Oh, it's utmost
so important. So everything needs to be highlighted. Yeah. So every line needs to be yellow.
Yeah.
I'm buying an attaché case.
Why not? Why wouldn't you at this point?
Attaché cases are so cool.
I think you should bring it back.
You know what's inside an attaché case? What's missions. My dad was a 007.
Maybe.
Wait, is it 007? What? No. Mission Impossible.
Yeah. Maybe.
You should sell them in your merch booth, attaché cases.
I should sell attaché cases.
Brilliant.
And it's just like the logo is like one of those red, like the Ghostbuster circle.
Yeah.
The line and like a family called the Shays.
The Shays.
The Shays. And they're all trying to get through the circle, but they can't. They're idiots. They're so stupid. They're dumb. They're the dumbest family I know. The Shays. I hate them.
That's so funny, man.
I'm so trying to get that to be a thing.
Attaché case?
Yeah. No, just Shays. I don't like them.
No.
No. That's a movement.
Yeah. I've never liked them.
Attaché. I was wondering why you guys were laughing at me. Attaché?
Attaché. I've got it.
Is that French?
I hope so.
Do you want to hear it on Google pronouns?
Yes, please.
All right, let me turn it up.
Attaché.
Attaché.
Attaché. Attaché.
We're all wrong.
Attaché.
Attaché. Attaché. Attaché. How the fuck did my dad get attaché?
He didn't have Google, that's for sure.
Attaché.
So can you be an attaché? Is that...
You can be an attaché.
You can be an attaché.
Oh. And then
the case that you carry. If you're not an attaché, you just have a briefcase.
Oh.
My dad was an attaché.
He had to be. He called it that.
Ah, damn it. I forgot my attaché case.
How's it going to fight off the Shays?
I don't know. There was nothing in it. There couldn't have been anything in it. I remember Eddie Murphy said that he used to go to school, mm-hmm. middle school,
mm-hmm.
with a briefcase,
mm-hmm.
and it's filled with like candy and all kinds of bullshit. But he knew that's what you needed to look successful.
Yeah.
So he'd wear a suit with a fedora and a briefcase.
Yeah, I have a sad story about
that. You did that too?
My mom did that to me.
She made you go to school with a briefcase.
Went to school with a briefcase in second grade.
No. Wait, are you saying this was a black thing? Like a lot of black parents back then were doing it to their kids in the 70s?
No.
So just you and Eddie Murphy.
It was just me.
And only Eddie chose to do it. And your mom made you do it.
Yeah. Wow. Also, full suit, bow tie.
What?
I swear to God. There's pictures.
Why?
In a photo album somewhere. Why? I have
your mom had you ready for a press conference in the second grade?
She did. I had no idea. I have no idea why. To this day. I'm going to ask her.
You are so funny. Do you have that picture? God, you got to post that picture.
It's somewhere. Yeah, my mom. Oh. I think my sister has it. Is that crazy?
Yes.
Three-piece suit, too, by the way. Not three-piece. The best. With the vest.
You got to wear that, though, in Seattle.
You have three pieces?
You need three pieces in Seattle.
Why?
It's cold. It's cold and rainy. You need layers. Your mom is protecting you.
The vest.
The vest
is going to do it.
The vest protected the chest.
That's going to be the difference.
Yes. How did people wear those things back in the day when there were no, like, when you had to buy a bath? You remember?
What do you mean?
Like the old Westerns.
Yeah, yeah.
You ever see them? They have to go to a bathhouse.
Yeah.
And you had to buy that water.
Yeah.
So it wasn't like a common everyday thing. You had to make money and let me go buy my bath.
And they
were wearing wool vests with a jacket and a hat.
They had on layers on layers.
Leather boots, wool pants, or were they cotton? I don't know.
I don't know.
All I know is it looked itchy.
It looked heavy and itchy, yeah, for sure.
And they put all of it on. Their underwear was connected to their shirts. You remember? The button goes down the middle?
Yeah.
That was their undergarment, they called. Then a button up, then suspenders.
Yeah.
Then pants, socks with a belt,
because
the socks would fall.
Right.
So they had to wear like these elastic
belts.
What
are those things called? They're called something that.
Stirrups?
To hold the socks up. And then the women wore layers too. I don't even know how they had sex back then.
I don't know how they had it.
How did they get to that point? I mean, it's like.
But what is it called?
It's an all day thing. Garters.
Garters.
Yeah.
Guys would wear garters around their calves to hold their socks up. Because there was really no elastic back then.
That is a lot of equipment.
So much.
It's a lot.
Oh, and then they had a watch on a chain that was attached to your pocket.
Yeah.
Always had that.
And a gun belt.
And they had the damn gun belt.
I don't know.
And they always had a pocket full of change. Because everything was bought in nickels and dimes. You remember? Remember that? Yeah. Something sweet was a couple pennies.
Something sweet.
Yeah. How much for that caramel?
That's heavy, man. That's
3 cents, huh? Let me get two pieces of that caramel in the New York Times. That'll be 8 cents, sir.
Can you break a quarter?
Sir, there's a millionaire in the building. There's a millionaire in the building. Why, sure, sir, we can, but we have to open the safe. I'll have a turkey dinner. By the way, their dinners looked amazing.
Right.
I mean, just a big potato. Remember, it was a potato with butter bleeding down the side of it with salt, big, thick grains of salt.
Right, right.
Big heavy metal fork on a big ceramic plate that said some name on it, Mel's.
Right.
A turkey leg that's been cooked. It was freshly killed yesterday. Big ass turkey leg and a thigh. Corn on the cob. Right?
You gotta say it like that.
Bread. I mean bread that they cut. So if they liked you, they gave you a thin slice.
Yeah.
If they liked you, they give you a thick slice. Remember that?
Yeah, if you were a Shay.
If you were a Shay, you got a thin slice. Yeah, get the fuck out of here, Shays.
Yeah.
how much for the, oh, gravy, please, lots of it.
Hearty. That's what they called their meals.
Hearty. Everything was hearty.
Yeah.
This will keep you going for another couple. This will keep you going for a couple days.
Keep you warm in the
winter.
You
need that.
Keeps you warm in the winter.
Yeah. Nice starch is healthy.
Hearty meal.
Remember those dinners looked amazing, man. I watch those old Westerns and they bring those damn dinners out. I'm like, damn it. What is that? It looks so pure and wholesome and fresh.
Right.
And made. No hormones, no steroids. How much for that, please? 10 cents. What? 10 cents? This is $22 at Cheesecake Factory. This turkey dinner is $22 at Cheesecake Factory right now.
Yeah.
10 cents? Keep the change. Remember that? Ooh. They would throw that out there.
Yeah.
Keep the change. Thank you, sir.
Maybe 15 cents.
That's where that term penny for your thoughts came from.
Yeah.
They would flip these kids' pennies. They would go crazy. Here you go, kid. Pling! Remember that? They would flick it with their thumb. Pling! Thank you, sir. They take off running. They go to the grocery store with a penny.
Yeah.
Come out with a bag with a goddamn a baguette hanging out of it. Fucking raw meat blood dripping from the bottom. A metal toy.
Oh, yeah.
For sure. It was metal.
Right.
It's just a piece of metal painted as a clown. I'm not making this up. Life was good back then. And not really, but it was. We'll be right back with more Koi Pod. Am I right, though?
Yeah.
Life was good, but it wasn't.
Simple.
Life was simple.
Simple.
And then Ronald McDonald came. Then Ronald McDonald came.
Complicated the whole thing.
He complicated the whole fucking process, man.
Yep.
I want to feed 1 million people now. Yeah. Damn it. We wouldn't have all this shitty meat that we have now if it wasn't for them.
Wouldn't have this problem.
Oh, I watched that movie.
Yeah,
with him. You saw that too? How he went and the way they were bartering over meat.
Yeah.
So I'll get you that fucking meat you need. How much? I need to sell my burgers for 40 cents.
Right.
Oh, we got it, man.
We got you, man.
We'll grind up anything. We stuck a Steve in there last week. Kept fucking running his mouth. Stuck him through the grinder, man.
I was wondering where Steve went.
Yeah, man. Anyways, this is what we got. This is the kind of deals they made back then. Look, now we're going to get the T-bone meat and the filet mignon meat. That's what they used to use back in the day. They used to grind up the sirloin and all that,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
And then the Ronald guy,
mm-hmm.
they're like, well, how do we get these burgers for 49 cents? He was like, well, look, we got some lips and assholes, and we got some hooves on the ground. If we grind it up and use a chemical and turn it a little pinky looking.
Yeah, we can stretch it. We can
stretch it and pull it. Does it taste like hamburger? Fuck yeah.
It will, eventually.
It will. We add cheese. By the way, we got to talk about this cheese we're going to use too. Dude, I was watching that, and I was like, I can't eat this shit anymore.
Right? It's crazy.
It's so funny how it's so blatantly obvious.
Mm-hmm.
Like, come on, man.
Yeah.
60 cents for a burger. Do you think that's meat?
Like, how?
It's not meat.
How's that possible? How can you give me so many nuggets?
And why does this nugget look like Louisiana all the time? What state does that look like? You know what nugget I'm talking about? It looks like the letter L. It looks like a...
Yeah.
Do you know what I'm talking about? It's always... always get it. It always comes in the box.
That is Louisiana. I think you're right.
Yeah.
It does look like Louisiana.
Always comes in the box. Yeah. And that's the one I always grab. I always grab Louisiana.
What is this?
What is what?
The pink. That's the pink sludge.
Oh, you didn't know about that?
No, I did know about it. I just didn't.
Well, now they're saying that they use real chicken.
Yeah.
Now they're saying they're using real chicken. But back then, they used chicken flavored sludge.
Yeah.
And they would just make these little nuggets. And guess what?
What's that?
I loved it.
Loved it. Especially with sweet and sour sauce.
Oh! Sweet and sour was everything to me. I wasn't a barbecue guy. It didn't make sense to me. I didn't understand.
You're putting barbecue on a nugget?
Not on a fried
didn't get it.
Nugget. Yeah. When you eat fried, you eat fried. I didn't understand what barbecue sauce was. They used to brag about barbecue sauce. Yeah. Barbecue sauce. No. It was, to me, I did a combination of sweet and sour and hot mustard.
Ah, that's a good one. That's a good combo.
My mouth is watering right now as we're talking.
That's a great combo. Yeah,
it's a delicious combo, and it was a great meal. I used to buy it for my son all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And he loved McDonald's. That's where my son would go to eat, was McDonald's.
We all loved McDonald's as kids. What is that? Well, 'cause the marketing, it looks fun.
It does look fun.
That's a fun looking, well, it used to look fun.
Yeah.
Now they try to make it mature.
Yeah, yeah. It's weird. Stop it. It's not a restaurant.
It's
not a restaurant.
No.
You don't walk in, there's no hostess going for two.
No, it's not a restaurant.
Just go stand in that line of death.
Yeah, we know why. We all know why we're here.
Yeah, we know why we're here.
You know what I mean? You don't have to pretend. You try to dress
stop
it up.
Stop pretend.
It's weird.
Stop pretend.
It's weird.
No, I will not have the salad.
I
will not have the shaker salad. You remember the shaker salad came in a goddamn Coca-Cola cup?
Yeah.
They would try and promote healthiness.
Yeah.
And then right back to like, no good anymore. They're like, what you do is it's a salad and you put it in a cup and you put the ranch in there and you shake it. Shake a salad.
What?
Right there.
Like if I'm going to McDonald's, I'm going to McDonald's.
I'm going to McDonald's.
Exactly. Exactly.
Remember when Eddie said that?
Yes.
I don't want no. What do you call it?
House burger.
I want no house burger. I want McDonald's. We're going to make you something better than McDonald's.
Better than McDonald's? Like, it don't get no better than
that. There's nothing better than McDonald's.
Yeah, man.
Go over there and grab that. What'd you say? Go over there and grab that. Bell pepper. Go grab that bell pepper. Ain't no bell pepper than McDonald's. Okay, now go over there and grab some bread. Right. Look through the bread box. There's nothing but plain old bread. Grab it. You got the fingertips.
Fingerprints. The pink. The ketchup mix in.
Oh, that was one of the best bits dude.
He described that perfectly.
So good.
Crazy.
Oh.
But yeah, man, when I go there, I'm going for debauchery, bro.
Yeah,
I'm not going there to eat healthy.
I don't care about my liver.
No.
I don't care about my kidneys.
It's not why I came.
My stomach.
It's not why I came here.
It sucks, man, because my favorite thing to get, and I always hated my life afterwards, was the Big Mac. I loved it.
I love Big Macs.
I loved it.
Love it.
I mean, they're genius. Did they steal that from Bob's Big Boy? Maybe we should find out.
Who cares?
Did the Big Mac steal their idea from Bob's Big Boy? Because Bob's Big Boy calls it the original Bob or something like that.
Yeah.
And it looks just like the Big Mac. And they use the same sauce and all that, and the lettuce shredded. But here's the difference between Bob's and Big Mac.
What's that?
Bob's uses real meat.
Mm. Yeah.
So they say.
But they didn't have a clown.
No.
And that's
they just
the
had
difference.
A big kid.
And that's the difference.
That is the difference. We'll be right back with more Koi Pond. And we're back.
Sorry, Joe. We got to wrap it up. You got a hard out at 1 today.
Ooh,
and Fortune will be here in 20 minutes, so I was going to do your ads between episodes.
Ads?
Ads? What year did the Big Boy come out?
The Big Boy or the Big Mac?
Big Boy. Or the Big Mac. What year did
Big What is
Mac
the
come
Big
out?
Carl?
Big Carl?
Yeah, what is
that the Carl's Jr.?
They have a... Nah, I've never heard of that.
Nah, no one else did the double decker. It is freezing fucking cold.
It is pretty cold.
Bob's Big Boy came out in 1936.
Oh, oh. So the Big Mac stole it.
Oh, yeah.
Wow. Yeah. We just learned something new, you guys. The Bob's Big Boy is the original. Big Mac is actually the Bob's Big Boy, you guys. There you have it. So if you want to taste a real Big Mac, go to Bob's Big Boy.
Oh, there goes our McDonald's sponsor.
Oh, shit. Shit.
We'll never get that.
Yikes. That was good. Yeah. That was fun. That was a fun little pod about health.
Yeah. Was it?
About health and how things were and the Shays.
The Shays. Fuck those guys.
Fuck the Shays. How life was good, but it wasn't.
Yeah.
And life is better now, but it's not.
It's not.
Isn't that weird?
It is weird.
It's a very weird yin and yang happening right now.
It's always been good and bad.
Yeah. And you know what's crazy is now that, you know, when my mom was raising me and she's like, ooh, if we just had like a phone attached to him, I could get a hold of him, or a walkie-talkie or something.
Right.
I could get a hold of him.
Yeah, yeah.
And now we have it. And guess what? Yeah, still can't get a hold of kids.
Nope.
Because kids will be kids.
Yeah.
And parents will still have to go through some parent shit.
Kids don't speak on the phone. You know that, right?
Yeah, they don't.
They don't talk on the phone.
They don't.
No.
It's the weirdest thing.
They won't answer it. They won't pick it up to call you.
They hate it.
They hate talking
on the phone. I see how my son communicates with his friends, and it's the weirdest. And they don't even text. Texting is too much for them.
Yeah.
They snap each other.
Right.
They do everything via Snap.
Yeah.
It's so weird, man. I remember when I was on Snap, right? This is right when it came out, I was on Snap. Everyone was like, Joe, you got to get on Snap. I was like, all right, I'm on Snap. Got on Snap, and I looked to my right, and my son was on Snap at the same time. Yeah. And I looked back at my phone, and I deleted Snap.
That's when you deleted it?
Yeah. I was like, I can't be on the same with my son. I just can't do that.
I still have it. But I don't use it. I don't go on it at all.
I don't think anyone should use it. I if you're our age, you know what? Let's just be old now. They gave us it. These kids gave us Instagram, and let's just keep that. And let's just realize that Facebook went to our parents.
Yes.
Like, that's my mom's shit.
Oh, she loves it.
Oh, man. She has ruined Facebook for everyone.
It's her world.
I remember when my mom got on Facebook, I was like, bye. Bye, Facebook world. I'm out of here. Grab my anti-Shay case and fill it up with Instagram photos. See you later. I was gone.
Right.
I never looked back.
Exactly. Yeah.
And I'm on Insta. Yeah. Insta is good for me. I'm not going to lie, man. TikTok's pretty dope.
Yeah.
TikTok's pretty cool. That one's good for the young generation and us.
Yeah.
Snap. It's very young.
I haven't even been.
Yeah, so it's very young. And I'm not on that. But yeah, man, that was fun.
Yeah.
That was a fun little pod.
Yes, sir.
Stay young. Mentally.
Yes, sir.
And the way you can do that is lift the proper weights that your body can actually lift.
Can handle, yes.
Stop using your younger mind with your older body.
Yeah, you got to match up the psychology.
Match it up, man.
The physical.
Yeah, aspects. You're 50, Dre.
Yeah.
Stop looking at the 40-pound dumbbell.
Yeah.
That's a past.
Go down there to the 15.
Go down there. Where they almost look like they're edible. Them tiny shits that they have at the end that shouldn't even be on a rack. Lift that shit. Yo, this is the Koi Pond. I love you, Dre.
Love you.